97. Field Research. "This expedition has been a fiasco," exclaimed Terry. "I can't believe I'm eating plant fiber. I spent a fitful night in the mud. My shirt smells fishy, and I'm wearing filthy socks. I'm already beginning to feel feverish." Terry and Matt were doing field research, and Terry wasn't liking it very much. "I guess our fitness really came in handy," Matt said. He felt his stomach to see if it was still firm. "It's not so bad. We have an excellent water filter. We wake every morning to the sound of a finch singing. We haven't come across any fierce animals. You know, we're lucky that the school financed our entire trip. It was pretty expensive." "I know, because I looked in the teacher's fiscal file. Anyway, if you feel downhearted, just think of all the beautiful girls that we're going to meet when we become famous field researchers." "You've been reading too many fictional stories," Terry said. "Besides, you already have a girlfriend, don't you? What happened to your belief in fidelity?" "I'm not being fickle," said Matt. "It's just a fiction that I like to think about when I'm feeling unhappy."
"What's that noise?" asked Terry.
"It sounded like a lion."
"It's just a figment of your imagination," replied Matt. "Why don't you make us some breakfast?"
"Who do you think you are, a king?" laughed Terry. "You're just the figurehead for this expedition."
"Yes, but you're the one with more finesse," said Matt, "especially when it comes to flipping fried eggs."